Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, they did some studies. This was years ago, trying to find out the effects, their words were, of emotions on the immune system. Because researchers are finding more and more, there's more to this thing than just physical. Because they just see too many variables. So they put this person that was showing symptoms of the flu in this closed up area, and they'd have people that go in there that didn't realize it till they were in there. And this person's coughing and sneezing and all this kind of stuff, but they got them wired up with all these electrodes and monitoring get up. And so they monitored the response. And the people, some people would come in there, not too many, but a few of them would go, this won't bother me. You know, I'm around things all the time with the kids and whatever, you know, it won't bother me. And their heart rate stayed low and their blood pressure stayed low. Yeah. And they're watching the reaction of their pores and their sweating and different things. But people that would just get upset and go, why didn't you tell me? I'm in here with this sick person. Why didn't you tell me? Their heart rate goes up, their blood pressure. They said their pores literally opened up so that they could draw in the germs quicker and better. That's a spiritual law. Your fears will come on you. I mean, being sick and being upset, and that's not seeing good. God would help us to see good every day. Is that right? Yes. And if you want to see good, how many say it again? You want to see good. Yes. Day after day, for many days, then what must you and I do? Keep your tongue. Who's going to keep your tongue? Yes. The only person that can get a hold of your tongue is you. Keep your tongue. Who's the understood subject? Understood subject. You keep your tongue from evil or bad, and your lips from speaking guile. Now, guile has to do with deception and things that you don't really believe. We need to rid our conversation of sarcasm.
Amen.
I said sarcasm. Yep. Calling it bad when we mean it's cool. Oh, that's bad. That's sick. Why isn't it popular in the world to say, that's healthy? Healthy. Why is it popular to say, that's sick? Or if it's something you like and something good, you go, oh, that's a bad car. That's a bad bike. No, it's not a bad bike. It's a good bike.
Yeah.
Why isn't it popular to have life in your mouth and prosperity and healing? Because the god of this world is the devil. And all he wants you to have in your mouth is death and destruction. He wants you to have skulls everywhere. And crossbones. Come on, are you with me? Death. He wants you to talk death when you get up and death when you go to sleep. He wants you to put marks of death all over your body. Because he's the one who had the power of death. But your God is not a God of death. He's the God of life. Life. And we don't want to see bad. We want to see good. If you want to see good, you got to talk good. If you want good in your life, you got to have good in your mouth. And here's the great thing. The spiritual principle is, the spiritual has the power to change the natural. If it's not good in your life, you can get good in your mouth And even when it's not good in your life, and that has a power to start changing what's in your life. Call those things which be not as though they were. If it's not good, begin to speak good over it. Amen. What does the world do? If it's not good, they cuss it. Right? They curse it, which is exactly the flow of death. If it's not good, you want it to get good. So you curse it. Doesn't even make sense, does it? If you want it to get better, you're foolish to curse it. That's going to make it worse. But see, people don't believe in the power of their words. They don't believe any of this is real. They don't believe it matters what I say or don't say and how wrong they are. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. Again, that's bad. Depart from bad and do what? Good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it. Verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord's against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. How many like the idea of that? The Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Now, this is not the last time you'll see this verse. You see this in the New Testament. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 3 and 9. He said, well, let's read 8. It goes with it. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. That doesn't mean act pitiful. Have pity on other people. Be courteous. Somebody say, be courteous.
Be courteous.
Have you noticed that there's a bunch of rudeness around nowadays? Hmm? So if they act rude, you should act rude too. You're supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be different. Even if they act rude, we're supposed to be. That was only two people. Are we reading the New Testament? We're supposed to be what?
Courteous.
Courteous. Courteous. The problem is, so many people are just living in their own world. I've got things to do. I've got places to be. I hadn't got time to wait on you. Get out of my way. I hadn't got time for this. Quit holding me up. Well, they have a life too. They're going places too. They got a schedule too. They got things to do too. And why is yours so much more important than theirs? Why is yours so much more important than theirs? When we have faith, we have patience. Huh? When we have love, we're courteous. We're in faith. Maybe they don't know the Lord. Maybe they got no faith at all, and they got no patience at all. And they're quick to cuss and do all this stuff. But they need to see something vastly different in us. Even if they're rude, they need to see us smile and say, go ahead. Go ahead. Have a good day. Not snidely, but you mean it. What about me? You're in faith that everything's going to work out good for you, no matter what. If you need to make up some time somewhere, the Lord's going to help you. Is that right? But acting a heathen and messing up your witness here is not going to help anybody. Be courteous. Keep reading. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Here's the thing. What is evil? What's another word for evil?
Bad.
What do we want instead of bad?
Good.
If you want good, you can't sow bad. If you want blessing, you can't sow judgment and cursing.
That's right. Come on.
You got to sow. And your words, when you speak in faith, are seeds that you're sowing. Amen. And your actions and your reactions are sowing. Amen. I mean, if nothing else, you could just do it for, you could treat people nice for your own benefit.
That's right.
Because you don't want to reap all that rudeness and judging down the line somewhere. You want to have a lot of days filled with the goodness of the Lord. Well, you got to sow goodness. You don't render evil for evil. They're mean to you, but you are nice to them. They treat you bad, but you treat them good. Now, like I said, you say, well, that goes against my nature. You're talking about the outer nature. You've been born again, and the love of God is inside you. And if you yield to it, that's what He's trying to get you to do all the time anyway. And it's not just for their sake. It's for your sake. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. Anybody know what a railing is? Railing on somebody? Yelling, screaming, hollering, coming down on them. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Why? Because everything operates by the principle of sowing and reaping.
Amen.
You do that all the time, you're going to get it.
Right.
It's going to come back to you. Blessing. Knowing that you're called, that you should inherit a blessing. You sow blessing, you reap blessing.
Yes.
What if you'd like to have some more compliments? Sow them.
Yeah.
And if you'd like for them to mean them, then you need to mean them.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever you'd like to get, think about yourself being on the receiving end of it. Keep going. Verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
This is New Testament, 1 Peter. Let him do what?
Refrain
his tongue from evil or bad, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him, verse 11, let him eschew evil. Now you see one reason why we're talking about these things, that's King James, and a lot of folks hear that and it doesn't really mean anything to them in their life. Eschew means to shun. Evil is what? Bad. Shun the bad and do the good. Why? Because you just got through saying you want to live a long time and see a lot of good things. Then you got to stay away from doing the bad stuff and talking the bad stuff. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord's against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is
good?
Good. Good. Good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.